Also tonight was the featherweight champion for the UFC, or championship for the UFC, and that was Ortega versus Holloway, and it was a very exciting fight. I thought that Ortega did very well fighting the champion, and even though the champion Holloway came away with the fight, I think Brian Ortega certainly earned his respect and the respect of UFC fans everywhere. He powered through the punches that he took from Holloway and just really carried himself with respect, even after the doc had to call the fight because his left eye was closing up. Still took it very respectfully and showed great sportsmanship. And Holloway keeping the championship also showed great sportsmanship too. Great display of what the UFC should look like. So we'll go ahead and get Jordan's thoughts on that first. What did you think of the Ortega-Holloway fight?
Holloway is undoubtedly the greatest featherweight of all time. Ortega put on a fight, walked through everything, but he definitely needs to block better. I know he has the heart, he has a great chin, and he has the heart. He could have gone out for the fifth, but you know, when your eyes completely shut closed, then
when it's closing,
when it's closing, they have to stop it. And so it was a bit sad, but it made sense. And I hope Ortega works on his defense a bit and comes back. But Holloway, the best precision I've ever seen in the UFC, best accuracy I've ever seen in the UFC, and best stamina I've ever seen in the UFC, and best featherweight I've ever seen in the UFC.
Definitely, and like you said, their stamina was just unbelievable. Both of them, incredible, just stamina the whole way through. And I think they've both really been working on their cardio, and especially for training at sea level, I think.
For sure,
Holloway earns some major respect there.
I was about to say that both of them train at sea level, and to have that kind of stamina is insane. I see people that train here in Colorado Springs or in Denver that, you know, have much worse stamina than yeah, that from both of them, and it was amazing to see. That was best featherweight fight I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was really amazing to watch, and it went 5 rounds, which, or I guess they called it between the 4th and 5th round, right, but could have gone 5 rounds. Yeah. All right, we'll start with Alyssa this time. What were your thoughts on the Ortega-Holloway fight?
It was definitely interesting. I mean, again, I don't really know how to properly say anything. You're giving me a weird look. That's bugging me. We're going to have our own UFC right here.
All right. With that, I guess we'll move on to Josh. What did you think?
I thought Holloway did a really good job. And so did Ortega. I think this fight was closer to like a 3-2 Holloway's favor. But Ortega really took the hits really well. I mean, again, lack of defense, but he still took the hits really well.
He was a tank.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. He was a tank. And would you say that was the fight of the night, Jordan?
Fight of the night, arguably, yeah. And then I don't know what are the requirements to reach it. I think it has to go past the second. But that Thiago Santos versus Jimmy Manuwa fight was very fun to watch as well. Even though it only went 1.5 rounds, it was very fun.
Yeah, very explosive.
Very explosive.
All right, so does anybody have final thoughts? We'll start with Josh. Final thoughts for UFC 231?
Another fun night of watching fights.
All right, and Alyssa?
I made jokes most of the time, so I made some giggles.
All right, and Jordan, final thoughts for UFC 231?
This is the best month in the history of MMA. There's 6 title fights, including Bellator and UFC. There's 2 title fights on this card, 2 title fights on December 29th. There's going to be Amanda Nunes versus Chris Cyborg, which whoever wins that is the greatest women's fighter of all time. Then John Jones is coming back and fighting Alexander Gustafsson. I'm excited for the rest of December, for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. And 4 title fights in 1 month. Pretty unheard of. So
stacked December.
Yes.
Stacked it.
Yep. Thank you, UFC, for the Christmas present.
Christmas is all of December.
Yeah, all month long. All right, and I guess for me, for the final thoughts, this was the first time I got to see two title fights on the same night, and it was really something to watch, and I'm certainly looking forward to the next fight night.
Hey, fight night!
Fight night! Hey! All right, signing off. This is Ike Woodard.